Thank you, Chair. We do prefer the proposal made by the delegation of the Philippines. If we do return to the original proposal, we would have a number of line edits that we would need to suggest, but I'll limit this intervention to the changes that we would want to see with respect to the proposal made by the Philippines. So first, I think we are leaning towards the need to retain applicable at the outset of the sentence. Second, we have a concern about including the reference to development or manufacture. This, to remind everybody, is the paragraph that would set out legal requirements, and we do not see an existing legal requirement along the lines that are suggested here by the inclusion of the word development. So if development were included, I think the must formulation would need to be changed to a should formulation. We would prefer to keep this tightly focused on legal obligations, and so for that reason, we would not want to see references to development or manufacturing. Again, to make sure that we are being very legally precise, the general references to international law coupled with the more specific references to the particular concepts within IHL that are being applied, I think for our delegation, it would be important to be more precise in referring to the life cycle, because not all of these obligations and requirements would apply at all of the various stages of the life cycle. So we would propose changing across the life cycle to at relevant stages of the life cycle. With respect to the issue that was just noted by our colleague from the United Kingdom, we would like to see a deletion of the word reasonably as well. I think we would be comfortable with either the UK suggestion or the original language for the end of that paragraph. And then finally, with respect to the discussion about whether or not to include an attack, for our delegation, I think it would be important to retain that reference. Thank you.